Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
On Friday.
It is Good Friday.
Oh, it's Good Friday.
Oh, yeah. You excited?
For Good Friday specifically,
yeah.
Or just that it's Friday?
Both.
The fact that it's...
I think that makes... Fridays are always good.
This is the jet bridge to Easter.
Mm.
So I'm getting ready to board the Easter plane. Yes.
Yeah.
Do I really go out of my way to reflect on what Good Friday is all about? No.
Oh, Eric.
Tell me more.
I
know. It's your last day having fish in a long... Or you got meat coming next Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Is that exciting? Or did I just ruin today for you?
Oh, you just made me realize that.
You got one last day of Lent, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and this is a big one.
You don't fast today, do you? Do some?
Some do, yeah.
Denominations?
Yes. No, absolutely.
But you're not in that?
I think we already made a plan to go get donuts later.
We did. Now, are you questioning that choice?
A little bit.
Okay.
But you know what?
I can go get donuts later. Just give me the gift card.
No, I'm coming too.
Okay.
We're getting donuts today. We made a plan, and
I
have to honor that commitment.
Also, there are no meat and donuts, so you're fine there.
Exactly.
And technically, it's like bread, so we can break it and share it with our fellow coworkers.
Yes.
It seems appropriate.
We are breaking bread with our coworkers.
We are.
Thank you for talking that all the way through with me.
Fried, doughy, sweet bread.
Yes.
That's what we're doing today.
And you know what? I didn't plan on a lunch, so maybe the donut is the lunch.
I actually went light on snacks today as well.
What are we doing?
Well, you want to be, I'll be honest, I feel a little zombie-y this morning.
Zombie-y?
Just like I'm in a little bit of a cloud.
I feel kind of cloudy too.
We went to dinner last night.
We did.
Something in our food. What did we share? We shared the salsa. We shared the
chips
guac.
And salsa. There can't be anything. Guac.
Is it the guac? Just the word itself is guac. Exactly. How are you feeling this morning?
Kind of guacky.
I'm guacky this morning.
I feel very guacky.
I do too.
I did not want to wake up. I fell immediately asleep.
I slept great. Although I had one of those where I got to bed at a good hour, woke up at like 1:30 thinking it was time to get up.
Yeah.
And then you're mad at yourself because it's not, but yet you're happy you've got a little bit more time.
Uh-huh.
You ever been to that window?
Yeah. No, I'm just going to roll back over.
But then shower time, I'm like, God, I need that.
Yeah.
I got a road coffee this morning. That's rare. I just felt like I needed a little
With caffeine?
A little splash of caffeine on top. I floated it.
Floated caffeine on top of your decaf coffee.
Get a decaf and then I go over to the dark Colombian roast and it's like, treat myself. That's it.
That's it. Oh my goodness.
That's what I allow myself for
That's
caffeine.
Not enough.
But yeah, it's just a little groggy this morning.
Okay, we're going to have a little bit of this coffee. We're going to perk right up.
The fact that donuts are at the end of today's road makes me very happy.
And that the end of our road is 10 o'clock.
It's a four-hour journey. This,
you know.
I kind of feel like we're walking to the Emerald City.
Yes.
We got a ways to go, friends.
We got to get through this field of poppies.
We got some poppies.
Where do these come from?
Oh, my God. These trees are throwing apples at us. What's happening?
This is a lot of work.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
We can do it. We can do it. And funny thing happened the other day.
On the way to
the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club.
Is that where they basically keep the groundhogs, except for the one day where he comes out of the fake stump?
They keep both Punxsutawney Phil and Phyllis.
Okay.
They live together. And apparently they didn't plan on Phil and Phyllis getting to know each other really well.
Go on.
So well that they have just welcomed two baby groundhogs.
No.
Two baby groundhogs. And it was a surprise. You know how like some celebrities, it's like, oh my gosh, suddenly they have a baby. How did we not see this? That's exactly what happened with Phil and Phyllis.
It's like, oh my God, we got a baby.
Yes.
Baby, baby.
Two baby babies.
Two. They went to go feed them. And they were like, oh, There's babies in the cage.
I feel like with groundhogs, much like my silhouette, you don't know if I'm pregnant or not.
Is that it? Like, oh, it's probably a little bit of winter
it's
weight.
It's winter weight. They're hibernating, right?
Nope. It's babies.
They were doing something else?
Yeah. Surprise baby groundhogs. They did not know it was coming, but according to the president of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club, says they are stoked.
No kidding.
I bet you
are. That's very special.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
Does that change the lore? Or is it still going
to
be Phil? But now Phil's a dad. Does that change how he reads the weather?
So Punxsutawney Phil is more than 130 years old. He drinks the elixir of life every summer, and it tacks 7 years onto his lifespan. Phyllis doesn't get any, apparently.
What?
Yeah. So are there many Phyllises? Phyllisi?
Phyllisi.
Riddle me that, Phil. But he lives forever, so the babies will not inherit the father's role, according to the club.
I think
it doesn't work like that.
I think a baby coup's in order.
These babies need to get bigger, stronger, and rise up.
I'm okay. Do it like Drake does. Just get a new bulldog every year, right? Just get a new groundhog every year. I don't want this. Is weird that Phil never ages.
No,
this
their
is just,
point is like there's only one Santa Claus, there's only one Easter Bunny, there's only one Punxsutawney Phil.
Okay.
Okay, there's one.
It.
He drinks the elixir of life, friend. End of story. He just got a late start on his.
Okay, I just need to buy it. I'm not buying it. I need to buy it.
But just buy it.
I just need to buy it.
Just buy it, Eric.
Sorry for. Maybe it's like I'm all guacky this morning.
That is probably your guackiness.
A little cranky.
Sorry
coming out.
Sorry for my guac.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Kind of excited. Last weekend, I was approached by my niece. She's 24. She's like the cool kid in my kids' lives. She, she's older. She's cool, she's fun, she's hip. And she reached out because she's like, hey, I want to spend some time with your kids. Do you care if I just like take them somewhere and we have like a fun night out? Do I mind? Take them, please.
Take my children, please.
So we've made a plan. She's going to take my children. And that leaves hubby and I. Poor Nick and I are looking at a date night. And I was really excited at this possibility, this potential. I've just been so busy. What with like Easter coming up and life's moving too fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, if you could do me a solid, we're going to have a date night and I want you to plan it.
Do you have the agenda?
Well, on our way to meet up with you last night, I was like, what did you come up with? What are you thinking for the big date night? He's like, oh, I've got a plan. I propose we take this time that we have, just the two of us,
mm-hmm.
and do something we haven't done in a really long time.
Tell me more.
Shop for a dishwasher.
What?
We've been saying we need to shop for a dishwasher for a really long time. So while I...
That's your date night?
Yeah.
Dishwasher shopping?
That's what he came up with. I was like, I was thinking that like he was going to get us a table somewhere. I was like, it's date night. You plan it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a nice, long, luxurious dinner.
Like a bottle of wine shows up that wasn't even ordered.
Yes.
Because he pre-prepared.
Yes. Or maybe we go at like a sit-down restaurant and then we go to the movies or something. Like, whatever. Like, I didn't know what the plan was going to be. Now I know the plan. Jealous?
What are your...
Romance is officially dead.
What are your dishwasher criteria?
We're looking for something quiet. Because if you've ever been to my house, my dishwasher sounds like an airplane taking
off. I swore there was an airplane over the house the first time I ever visited.
We were so used to it. We're like, what do you guys hear? Oh, I hear it now. Yeah, it is pretty loud. It's loud. It's doing a like progressively worse job cleaning the dishes.
Time to get a new one.
It's time.
Well, have a lovely date night.
Yeah, it's going to be romantic. Oh, no.
Trust me, the guy who's been married even a little bit longer doesn't get any better than that. That's a very special night.
It's date night.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, kind of in the same vein, I just had to opt out of a guy's weekend.
What? Why?
I was invited to see The Killers. In Vegas.
Dude.
In August. The weekends they're available. Farmers market. Night market. Football.
Ooh.
Can't go.
You got to do it.
I need to, but we don't have the schedule yet, and I can't commit yet. So I hope it doesn't, I want another invite.
Yeah.
Am I going to get another shot, or is that my one and done?
Will it sever your dude ties?
I don't know. My dude ties are, this is the Diamond Dog group.
Yeah.
And while we have a pretty good rotation on dinner, we are going Pork Tornadoes, AVP, next Saturday, Club 5.
Fun.
So we're doing that. But there had been some discussion over dinners where, like, we need to go to a concert or something.
Wait. But what happens now? Like, you said no. Is that like, okay, the plan is off then? Or are they going to continue planning without you?
I don't know.
And is that going to make you feel really bad?
I feel like I need to make up for the no. But at the same time, I organized next Saturday's concert.
Mm.
I got those tickets.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I brought that to the table.
So you feel like you've contributed to the relationship.
I have.
Yeah, you've done your part.
And then maybe one of them went a little, like, took that as a sign as maybe this is the moment we go big.
Uh-huh.
And maybe we need to work into it. Ease into the guy weekend. I don't know. I don't, as the guy who is not in a group of bros at all, I never grew up that way.
This is the broiest you've ever been.
This is very broy for me. I'm very uncomfortable.
And you said no.
I had to say no. I didn't want to get their hopes up. Hey, the nice thing about bros is like you just put it on a table.
Listen, bro.
Hey, buddy. Sorry.
I like that.
What? Even when I say bro, it doesn't sound right.
I know. And we're talking about like, do you think the other bros are going to be okay?
I'm worried about my feelings or the bros' feelings. This Sunday marks the 1-year anniversary of a historic tornado outbreak across Iowa and the U.S. 29 tornadoes were spotted a year ago Sunday.
29?
In just the Quad Cities National Weather Service forecast area, the Z listening area, and a slightly beyond.
I remember a lot of severe weather, and I remember things kind of just kept popping up.
29 tornadoes, 11 reported injuries, no fatalities. This was one of the nation's largest tornado outbreaks in terms of total number of tornadoes. It was the largest outbreak on record for our area since 1950, since records have been kept.
Wow.
That included an EF4, went through Kyoto, Wellman, and parts of Johnson County. It was the strongest tornado in our area since 1995. That will be a year ago on Sunday when all of that severe weather broke out. Let's give you some sports shorts. Illinois is moving on, which means Iowa State is not. The Cyclones losing to the Illini 72-69 last night. Curtis Jones scoring 26 for the Cyclones. Well-fought effort. I think I had Illinois. No, I had Iowa State in my Final Four.
Yeah.
So I think more brackets were busted yesterday in the NCAA tournament. Let's get you over to this. More sports shorts. NCAA Women's Basketball Sweet 16. The Hawkeyes in Colorado. Tip-off is set for 2:30 tomorrow. Televised nationally on ABC.
2:30.
Tooth-hurty. ESPN set to release a special 96-page tribute print issue dedicated to Caitlin Clark.
Wow.
This is unheard of. Here are other people who have had this special issue. Tom Brady, Kobe Bryant, John Madden, Serena Williams.
The greatest of all time?
The greatest of all time in their sports.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
Caitlin Clark, a 96-page special print tribute from ESPN. Look for that where you get your magazines. That is coming out
today. That's incredible.
What's got us feeling all right? A little bit of a big truck petting zoo for kids, as well as a big truck rodeo. Cedar Rapids Solid Waste and Recycling hosting the second annual Road EO, R-O-A-D.
I see what you did there.
EO, next Wednesday, April 3rd. Area large equipment operators will compete across several events using a variety of machines.
They're competing too?
Yes. Now imagine taking your driver's ed test in a garbage truck. This is it. Obstacle course. Parallel parking.
Parallel parking,
driving
like a
only
truck?
In reverse. Now, I don't know specifically. They keep the categories close to the vest. The drivers don't know.
Ugh.
But I looked up. This has happened at other DOTs before.
Yeah.
And speed of maintenance, like pit crew stuff.
So, okay, wait. Where? Give me all the details. Is this? Do I have to get tickets in advance?
It's next Wednesday. It's very family friendly. It's at Hawkeye Downs.
Lovely.
Starts at 10 in the morning. Goes till 2 in the afternoon. No tickets. Free.
Wednesday?
Wednesday. Just show up next Wednesday, okay. The 3rd. So they're going to do the rodeo and then kind of a truck petting zoo so your little ones can see the big trucks. All of the new garbage and recycling trucks with the art on them will be on display as well.
Oh, neat.
So very family-friendly events. And also it's just fun for the operators who drive these machines as well. So this is a big truck rodeo with City of Cedar Rapids Solid Waste and Recycling. Wednesday, April 3rd, Hockey Down starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Scott is feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Maybe you remember them, maybe you don't. Abby and Brittany Hensel are a set of conjoined twins. They first made their debut on Oprah Winfrey, and then TLC kind of picked up and did a special about them and how they live their lives. They're two separate people, but they share a torso, they share a bloodstream, all the organs below the waist are one. Abby controls the right arm and the right leg, and Brittany controls the left arm and the left leg. It was amazing to see how they like functioned as they were just going into like preteenhood. And then they did that series and then they went back to live a normal life. You know, they didn't want a life in the spotlight. Well, they're back in the spotlight now because the internet just found out that Abby is married. She got married to an Army veteran named Josh Bowling back in 2021. And now everybody wants to know, how's that work?
I'm among the many people who want to know, how's that work?
How's that working? Well, we got video from their wedding. Josh is dancing, obviously, with both of them because
you can't do it any other way.
Exactly. But he's only kissing Abby.
Okay. That is so weird.
Yeah. But that's how it has to be, right?
Yes.
Josh actually has a daughter, Isabel, from a previous relationship. So now Abby is a stepmom. And I don't know where that leaves Brittany, but...
Tagging along.
They are currently working as a fifth grade...
Teachers
in their home state of Minnesota. They said that they, you know, are obviously in the same classroom, but one kind of handles more math and science and the other one kind of gravitates more towards reading and the arts. So that's how they kind of split up the duties.
Sure.
In teaching. But I don't know how they're approaching the relationship.
I am wrapping my head around this.
They did. The comment that they gave, because now that the spotlight is back thrust upon them, was just that the internet is awfully loud. This week. Awfully loud for them.
Wonder why.
Huh. The trailer for Jerry Seinfeld's, I think, hotly anticipated Pop-Tart movie just dropped yesterday. It looks pretty hilarious. It's called Unfrosted, and it's coming to Netflix on May 3rd. It's probably like equal parts comedy and historical accuracy, because this actually did happen. Kind of a race between Kellogg's and Post back in the day.
I do like these... I want more food movies. The Flamin' Hot Cheetos movie was fun.
It's interesting.
This is interesting.
You're learning a little bit.
Because it's based on, I think also Drunk History got us to this point.
Yes.
Let's find some weird, quirky stuff, have some fun with it. And then that's a product we all know and love.
And there is a story to tell.
Yes.
With it too, right? The cast is loaded with funny people. You've got obviously Jerry Seinfeld, Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Bill Burr, Peter Dinklage, Christian Slater, Dan Levy, James Marsden, Jack McBrayer, Sebastian Monolasco, Cedric the Entertainer, Fred Armisen, John Hamm. There's more. The list just keeps going on.
It's like a comedy festival.
It is. It basically is. But they are ready to come our way May 3rd.
May 3rd. Thank you.
May 3rd.
And you said Netflix?
Netflix gets that one. And if you enjoyed the phenomenon that is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Did you ever see that, by the way?
I never did. Did you?
Horrible.
Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh. Stumpy little cuddly old stump.
I like your dogs.
Who are you?
Oh, bother.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 1 was a very low budget film. They kept the genre going with Winnie the Pooh. Blood and Honey 2.
I've not seen Pooh 2.
I have not seen Pooh 2 either. It had 10 times the budget of the first one,
though. Oh, I gotta see Pooh 2.
I will tell you that. It got a little bit more respect in the horror genre community.
Because the first one got a golden raspberry.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
It was not good. It was very laughable. But now they've announced that Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 3 will be coming our way with an even bigger budget, Eric.
Oh my God.
Yes, yes. New characters from the original Winnie the Pooh series are going to be included in this new universe. Rabbit, Heffalumps, and Woozles. Heffalumps and Woozles were already scary, man.
I thought they were imaginary.
Yeah.
Wait, I just tried to make sense of this. Why did I even
stop,
do that?
Stop. It is just 2 cents.
The logic doesn't work there.
Also, the people who brought us Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey are expanding. They're bringing us even more. I missed a previously announced announcement this week. They're expanding Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey to include a Pooniverse. Monsters Assemble. Bringing together characters from Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Plus, they're going to be incorporating other incoming titles. Probably, you know, the...
It's got to be public domain.
Public domain,
yes,
characters.
Yes, for them to use it.
Characters like Bambi, Tinkerbell, Pinocchio, Peter Pan, the Mad Hatter.
My goodness.
Sleeping Beauty. All getting the horror movie genre.
Everything you mentioned based on books, public domain, it's the way they've been designed by Disney that's where the rights are.
Right.
But I think they've got to have a team of lawyers going, you could talk about this character this way.
Aspect.
Or dress them that way.
Yeah, and they can't look like this, but you can refer to them as...
But the name Mad Hatter is coming out of a Lewis Carroll book, right?
Exactly.
Wow.
Which is in the public domain.
The Pooniverse.
The Pooniverse, due for release in 2025. That's what we like to call...
Z's... Sleaze.
Broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. It's Stern News, everybody.
Wow.
Here's the quote once again from a scientist. This is an unprecedented situation and a big deal. It's not a huge change in the Earth's rotation that's going to lead to something catastrophic or anything, but it's something notable. Here's what's happening. What?
Catastrophic. What?
It's notable. It's a big deal, but it's not a catastrophe.
Okay.
Scientists believe we may need to subtract a second from our clocks in a few years. Now, we've added seconds before because of the activity of the Earth's core in general. The fact that we have a leap day is we got to make up for some time every 4 years to get the clocks back to being correct, right? And every once in a while, you don't hear about it, but like the atomic clock, they're out a second here, they're out a second there.
Sure.
It just happens. Nobody knows. But right now, the planet's speeding up, but the ice is melting, so it's slowing it down at the same time. So we have a little bit of an anomaly in the time differential. So the belief is in 2029, all computer clocks will need to drop a second. So it'll go 11:59:58, and then it'll go to 12. So we will never have it 11:59:59 that day.
What?
But that means reprogramming every single computer on the planet.
That's a big deal.
This is now Y2K stuff.
Yeah.
Right? This is where it gets a little challenging. So we've got time to work on it.
We've got the time, though.
It's 2029. But if you remember the craziness that was 99 going to the year 2000.
Yes, I do.
That's what scientists are a little more concerned about, not the speed of the planet.
Hey, science, what if like things... correct themselves.
And they may.
What if they do?
They're keeping an eye on all of it.
Much ado about nothing. Right?
It is much ado, but wouldn't you rather be ahead of that one game that felt like Y2K, we scrambled because nobody saw that coming.
Right. But then it was much ado.
It was also much ado.
Nothing happened.
But science got our backs if we're going to have to add a leap second or subtract a leap second coming up in the year 2029.
Better put that in my phone. I'm going
to
forget.
You might want to set a note to yourself to change your clocks because your microwave doesn't reset.
Absolutely
and
not.
And cars still don't reset on their own.
Why don't cars reset on their own?
We'll get there eventually.
Please.
While you're thinking this through, may I recommend a lovely island vacation to the island of Anguilla?
Wow, I deserve it. Yes.
White sand beaches, 80 degree temps, the Caribbean island. Most of its money, though, made from tourism. But a tiny little piece of their money is made from internet domain names.
How so?
The country made $32 million, more than 10% of their GDP, according to their prime minister. He did an interview lately. They are coveted internet domain names because the suffix, instead of .com, it's .ai. All of these international companies that sell AI technology that want the name blah, blah, blah .ai have to register their domain on the island of Anguilla. So Anguilla is like they're just going to hoard all the .ai names and just sell those. And it's kind of like I own ferencefest.com.
Uh-huh.
I'm just waiting for that to eventually make some money for me.
But I apologize,
no.
Anguilla. I did not know. I knew of .coms and .govs. And
.edu's?
.edu's.
When you go to a foreign country, the suffix changes. It's not all .com. There are some .coms when I was in London, but there are other .uk's.
Huh.
Yeah. .com is primarily United States.
Huh.
That's why we do nerd news.
Why don't we do .us?
I think that exists also, but .com was so prevalent, we just kept .com.
Huh.
It's who I think .com came first, and we're like, we like this one. Let's keep this one. .com.
Sounds great in an ad. Yeah.
But you've got .ai for Anguilla, and they're making money off of it. Smart. Good
on
them.
You know what? Good on them. Absolutely.
Well, let's go over to .uk for a second,
okay.
Shall we? Our final story comes
not
from
that I know it exists.
The great land of Britain. Right now, vinyl records are so popular in England that the British government wants to know how many people are buying and what you're paying for it. They are now tracking vinyl record sales as part of their inflation index.
What?
It is such a popular product that it shows what people are willing to pay and if they are buying them. It's like a commodity now. It's like groceries.
That's crazy.
That's how popular vinyl is. They used to track it back up until 1992. UK vinyl sales hit their highest point since 1990 last year. And in the US, we had this story before, records are now outselling CDs. So
yeah.
Vinyl is that hot. So part of this is, do you know where this trend is coming from?
Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
Oh, am I right?
Taylor Swift is driving the vinyl purchasing in UK right now.
Because it's not just I can get this album or that album. It's I can get this version of that album and it's the pink one or this
it's
one's like lilac.
What I find interesting, and I don't know much about the United States Inflation Index, if we track a lot of various products.
Uh-huh.
In addition to vinyl, Britain is also adding air fryers, very hot right now, and pumpkin seeds.
Pumpkin seeds?
16 total new products were added to the inflation index based on their popularity in the last couple of years. And apparently right now, pumpkin seeds, man, are hot.
You know what? I did go through a hardcore pumpkin seed phase this fall.
You ever air fried them?
No.
Have you ever air fried pumpkin seeds? Lit a candle, then listened to a Taylor Swift album, Claire? You haven't lived.
You have not lived then. I gotta get to live it.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
All right, I gotta talk weather here.
Yes, we do. Severe Weather Awareness Week. And we kind of realized that we need to have somebody in charge of making sure that we are safe when severe weather happens. That person is Safety Captain Producer Ben.
Welcome back to the studio, Producer Ben.
I don't know what's about to happen.
It does feel a little weird. We have you sitting under, it's a kind of a pavilion-shaped structure.
Yeah.
It is the Morning Scramble Homemade Weather Simulator 2000.
2000, yes, yes. Paint that on the side.
Okay.
Yeah, we have created a weather simulator. We're going to put you inside the simulator, Producer Ben, and you're going to experience all different kinds of weather. What we want you to be able to do is to close your eyes and experience it. See if you can identify exactly what weather you're facing.
Why is there safety glasses on the table?
That's a good question. Because you don't know what was going to be thrown at your face. So we just want to make sure your eyes are protected.
Safety first, right, Ben?
You know why. It's safety first. That's a very good point, Claire. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I think what's important about this is not only identifying what weather is coming at you in real time, but like a safety captain would, you need to think on your feet. And using the bullhorn that is part of your standard issue equipment, you need to give some sort of clear instruction on what we're supposed to do next based on the weather you're experiencing. Is your bullhorn ready to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Claire, you're probably close. Yeah, I think that's the best idea is to turn the whole thing on. And then we will start. Okay, I don't want to give away because Producer Ben's not supposed to be looking.
Sure.
But it looks like you have about three or four things that are going to simulate the weather.
Yes.
Okay.
Ready to simulate.
Whenever you're ready, Producer Ben, Safety Captain Ben, is now sitting comfortably with the proper safety equipment and his bullhorn in the Morning Scramble Weather Simulator 2000. Here we go.
Let the first simulation commence.
Go!
Thunder.
What are we supposed to do?
Take shelter.
Take shelter.
Get inside.
Very good.
Okay, here comes.
Here we go.
Number two, Claire. Whenever you are prepared for the next round of weather.
Wind.
Is it a tornado?
What do we do? It's circling.
Don't blow away. Go downstairs.
There you go.
Okay,
there
good.
Go. Now, feel that.
Rain.
Bad dad, wear white.
Use an umbrella.
Why? You grabbed a squirt gun. He's wearing white, Claire. He's wearing a white shirt.
I know.
And you aimed low.
It's a bad day to wear a white shirt. Open.
Okay, we've had thunder. We've had wind. You got with a squirt gun. One more round in the Weather Simulator 2000. Oh, I like the sound of that. All right, do it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Go at him.
Ow.
You hit him in the safety glasses.
It's hail.
That's right, Ben. It's hail.
What should we do?
Either wear a hard hat or get indoors.
Get indoors.
Good call, producer Ben. You passed the simulation.
Weather Simulation 2000.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
We put a fresh coat of pastel colors on the Wheel of Useless Knowledge.
Isn't it beautiful? I love all these colors.
And you can also smell it a little bit. I'm getting a little lightheaded.
Fresh.
Very fresh paint
freshly
smell.
Freshly dyed.
Okay. The pegs, though, are dry. Are you ready for spin number one? Wheel of Useless Knowledge.
Give her a spin. Woo! Look at those colors.
Oh, they're... paint splattering a little bit.
They like mix together. It's kind of like a brown pastel.
It's like a Jackson Pollock. We got an eight, please.
Eight. Number eight. 75% of parents plan on having the talk with their children about eating candy in moderation.
You had me for a second.
But Eric, 80% of parents admit to stealing from their kids' candy stash.
For all holidays or for Easter?
For Easter.
I would like to see the Easter number put up against the Halloween number, put up against the Christmas number.
Yes.
And because, see if it's higher or lower.
I mean, this is a big candy holiday. It competes with Halloween, right?
God, that introductory sentence took me back to an awkward book and a couch in the living room.
Eric, why don't you sit down, sport?
Oh, we need you to read this and ask us if you have any questions.
I don't have any questions.
Number two. I know.
It landed on three.
Yeah. Sorry, I was a little frozen. My eyes just kind of locked in on those moving lights.
Three. According to a brand new study, the best place in the United States of America to celebrate Easter is?
Wherever there are lots of pigs. Iowa. Ham.
Good guess. No.
Oh.
Pittsburgh.
What?
Pittsburgh.
Why Pittsburgh?
The number of people observing the holiday.
Okay.
Plus their Easter traditions in the area. They've got lots of traditional things to do. And their weather's pretty good.
This time of year?
Yeah, this time of year.
All right.
So
I
this
guess
year,
so.
Pittsburgh wins.
I've never considered traveling to Pittsburgh for Easter before, but.
No one has. But maybe you'll think about it differently now.
Totally differently.
Tell you random facts.
God, that was useless.
Completely.
One more time around.
Woo! Yeah, baby!
Right, round. Oh, four. Just past three, four.
Four. Oh, this is... I would actually say this is going to be useful.
Useful knowledge?
The origin of the Easter Bunny?
Yes, please.
Origin story? Heck yeah. Okay.
In a cave in Australia. That's how my mom told me.
Your mother, maybe a little inaccurate.
Okay, go on.
The Osterhaar is German.
That's German
das
booty?
Das Osterhaar?
B-U with an umlaut, N-N-Y, booty?
No, It was a hair. It's not. There's no bunny.
There's still an umlaut on the A.
It's, you know, it's German because it's not a bunny. It's a hair.
Okay, the German hair.
Das Osterhair would judge the children, the Kinder, to see if they were naughty or if they are nice.
What if they're naughty?
If they are naughty, nothing in the basket.
Nothing for you. Nothing for you. Nothing for you.
But if they are nice,
yes,
all the children get a little chocolate. The Kinder. That's where the Kinder Joy comes from. That was embellished a little bit.
No, I think that's 100% accurate.
I believe it.
That was 100% as.
Oh, we got it's more? A daily double?
Okay, stay. Get one more, number four, please.
Number four.
God, I hope it's got a German origin.
No, Eric, it is about Australia, though.
What?
In Australia, Easter takes place in autumn.
It does?
Yes. You know, we're in the Northern Hemisphere, yeah. They're in the Southern Hemisphere. So while it is a springtime activity for us, it is actually fall in Australia.
Do they do it at the same time of year?
They do it backwards. Yeah,
it's weird.
It's the exact same time of year.
I'm very confused.
I'm very confused by your mother telling you that the Easter Bunny's from Australia.
Well, now I'm wondering if they've got an Easter koala or a kangaroo or an Easter. If you're good, you get a koala. And if you're bad, a dingo gets your baby.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZ.com.
Okay, have a good day.